All right, buckle up, family. It is time for... Honestly, I'm so excited. I can't contain myself. Because joining us on the show is Season 3 winner of X Factor, Reese Maston. I mean, his resulting debut single, Good Night, sold over 30,000 copies in 24 hours of release. And he's coming to the Stag and Hunter, November 3rd. Yes, yes. We are so excited. Thanks for joining us, Reese. How's things?
I'm not bad. How are you guys?
Oh, we are
never better.
I'm so excited. I'm trying to contain me nerves because you're a big part of my childhood. And for myself, like a lot of people, we'd be familiar with your work from, you know, that time right after X Factor, Good Night, Rockstar. What have you been doing in the last 10 years? What's new?
What's new in the last 10 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, what have you been doing for the last decade?
just a short summary, that'll do.
I've been moseying on. I've been doing me. We haven't really stopped. 10 years has crept up pretty quickly. We just finished the 10-year anniversary tour last year. But yeah, it was here as quick as it started. So yeah, we've just been cracking on, playing music, touring the country, doing the same thing.
Well, it's good to hear you've been touring the country. I'm new to Newcastle myself, Reese. Have you spent much time in Newey over your touring days?
Yeah, well, because I live in Melbourne now, but I used to live in Sydney, so we used to do a lot up in Newcastle. And then when I moved over, we haven't really done much. We were there last year, but I've always wanted to play the Stag because we always end up in the Stag after gigs or before gigs or, whenever beer-appropriate weather is, that's probably where we are.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm so excited you're playing there because I can actually, if I stand on top of my roof, I can actually see the Stag from my house. So this is perfect in a play. And it's such like a rock and music pub and such a great venue. Have you played there before?
No, I've never played the Stag. I've seen the Stag and I've had a lot of mates that have gone through. But it is one of those venues. You know, unfortunately, we're getting less and less of them in the country, but luckily Newcastle's still got one, which is a proper, you know, like you said, proper live music venue. It's got that kind of culture. It's got that vibe about it. And yeah, I can't wait. I'm buzzing to get to there.
It's going to be a great show. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I want to know as well, for this show, what can we expect? Is there going to be lots of new music? Are you going to play the songs from yesteryear? What's the kind of, I guess, mix looking like for this gig? Because I'm excited for a lot of the throwback stuff as well as new music.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the balance I've been trying to achieve over the last couple of years. Obviously, there's been a lot of new music come over those 10 years, but trying to find the sweet spot between the old and the new, which I think we've got. We just try and make the set now as upbeat and party as we can, so it's pretty non-stop.
Nice.
There's all of the hits in there. I never used to do them. I had a phase of my rebellious life where I didn't want to play any of the hits for some reason. I don't know what was wrong with me. But
that's a normal part of growing up, though, isn't it? I mean, you were very young when you were on The X Factor. How different is it now that you're a little bit older, a little bit more mature, got a lot more life going on?
Older maybe, not more mature. But, it's one of those things, I think, that, yeah, you just evolve and you learn to love where you've been and where you come from. I think there's a little bit of like you're a kid, you don't always love what you loved when you were 16. And I think I didn't love where I was when I was 16, but it's kind of changed. And I kind of look at it now as like, oddly, I'm sort of slipping into nostalgia in some point, which is a bit bizarre.
So do you think Goodnight's going to end up being your Sadie the Cleaning Lady, which John Farnham hated performing but ended up loving in the end?
Yeah, well, we played it. Years ago, I had a bloke playing for me. This is like just before COVID, actually. Mm-hmm. And he started playing Good Night. I hadn't played it in probably like 4 or 5 years. And he started playing it because he thought we were playing something else. And he went straight into that. And all the crowd, just there was people coming out of nowhere. Like, and I'm like, oh, people do like this song. All right, we'll give it a go. and we started playing it, and it just went mad. And I was like, oh, look, at the end of the day, like, If people grow up with it, I think that's the thing, you know. It's like, it was such a big thing back then that it is kind of, yeah, it's got a little bit of that. So it's definitely made its way back in the set. It's rocked up a bit. We've definitely unpopped it a little bit, so it's got a bit more balls when you hear it live.
Nice.
But we love it, man. It's like that's what it's all about. We've designed a lighting show for this show as well, which is sick, because you never really get to tour a lighting rig nowadays, so for us to be able to have like an automated show is pretty sick. So it's a big old party, that's for sure.
It sounds like as well, I mean, we're super excited. It sounds like a great way to showcase where you've come from and also what's new, an exciting way to introduce that to a lot of new people as well. Like we said, that show's Stag and Hunter, November 3rd. We can't wait to have you in Nui, Reece. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.